All right, ladies and gentlemen, our next presenter is a devoted lover of truth, facts, history, God, and America. After graduating with honors from NYU, she spent 20 years in media, film, and investigative journalism in Hollywood before moving back to NYC to focus full-time on exposing truth, uncovering hidden history, and starting her podcast, The Mel K. Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Mel K.
Thank you so much. This is so amazing. Look at all these beautiful people. Thank you so much for coming. This means so much. Congratulations for standing up for your country and for showing up no matter what. I really appreciate you being here. Thank you, everyone. Wow. Every time I almost cry, but I have to tell you, this time it's a little different. We are in a very strange place, I think unprecedented in America. So many people are awake. They know something is terribly wrong. It's very hard to define, but everyone knows it. And I will tell you, it's not just on the right. People center of left also know something is terribly wrong, and they are being deceived as well. And I am at a place right now where I feel like the American people really have to stand together. Are we all going to go the wrong way? Separate, and that won't be good. We need to unite now, and now is the time. First and foremost, I want to say, I know there's a lot of media here. I heard a lot of the hit pieces this week, and I want to say that this is the room, to me, that is the most full of love and support and kindness and compassion and empathy in the whole entire United States. Every single tour has been filled with joy and camaraderie and fellowship and God and love, and they can say whatever they want. They just are pretty much at a place where they just don't know what that feels like, I guess, anymore, and they don't respect it or admire it, and I do. I do want to say also, the fake news media, it's actually propaganda, and at this point it is military-level propaganda. I hope you know that. We live in a nation where our intel agencies, our Department of Justice, our executive branch, and our media are one in the same, and that is not a democracy. You cannot live in a country where you get the news directly from the intel agencies to the people to get an outcome that they want. It is not the job of the press to be the stenographer for the executive branch. The press has the freedom they have because they're supposed to be skeptical of the government. They're supposed to be the eyes and the ears for we the people. They're supposed to care more about questioning the government than questioning the people. And this has gotten turned all the way upside down. But what really you need to know is that this is not new. And I know if you watch me, you know about Project Mockingbird and the CIA infiltrating the media. But the thing you should know is that there's no longer an infiltration. When they're putting CIA agents, actually, the head of the CIA, Clapper and Brennan and McCabe, on TV, on CNN and MSNBC, as correspondents, the media is no longer the media, it's the intel agencies. But the guy who instilled this first, and many other things, a man that anointed himself King of America, he was responsible for the Federal Reserve, he was responsible for the Trilateral Commission, the Council of Foreign Relations, the worst deception and the biggest fraud on humanity in the last 75 years, called the United Nations, and his name was David Rockefeller. David Rockefeller said about the media, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected the promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during those years. But the world is much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a one-world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries." That was David Rockefeller in 1991. So if you think that this isn't a plan and that we're the conspiracy theorists, no, it's a conspiracy, and it was created about 100 years ago. And this man and his friends, along with his friends in the City of London and the Crown, infiltrated this nation from the inside out, slowly but surely took over every institution to the point that we have no more government that is working for we the people on any level. So going from there, I want to say that I always say Hitler, Goebbels, and Himmler are looking up from their place in hell, congratulating the media and big tech that is functioning on this planet right now, because they are way better than them at propaganda and at mind wars and psychological warfare. We have a system right now that is filled with deception, and I keep saying on my show something I think is important. I think that we should probably have an Americans Anonymous program where you leave your R's and your D's and your egos and your ideas outside the door, and you walk in as an American and you go through a process of recovering this nation from the inside out. Because identifying yourself as some kind of collective means that you are losing who you are inside. I say to people all the time, take out a pencil and a paper, old school, no computer, no phone, and sit there and write what you believe about this country and about yourself. And it will look very different than measuring up to either the Democrat or the Republican Party right now. What we have in America, unfortunately, is a uniparty, and the RNC and the DNC are basically billion-dollar conglomerates that have a lot invested in keeping the status quo and keeping we the people where we are. And the illusion of choice continues cycle after cycle. And if the cycle of the globalists wins, it was a great election. If the cycle of the globalists fails, it was a rigged election, and vice versa, the opposite. This is all about control, and the control is something that we've been dealing with for a long time. I believe that our country, the coup that took over this nation really happened the day that JFK was murdered. And I want to say, just from his own words, JFK's words, he said, if you're awaiting a finding of clear and present danger, then I can only say that the danger has never been more clear and it's more present than it is right now. It requires a change in outlook, a change in tactics, a change in missions by the government, by the people, by the businessmen, by labor leaders, and by every newspaper. For we are opposed around the world by a monolith and a ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has constricted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. And he was murdered, I believe, because he was trying to destroy that. And guess what? Now it's up to us to end it. We, the people of the United States, need to be very honest with ourselves. In this Recovery from the Inside Out program, there's something called a fearless and moral inventory. And we, the people of the United States, need to take one for how we got here in this nation. That our country has been captured by a foreign globalist entity I will break down in a moment. But what we need to know is that reasons of national security, you know, they're holding back the all of the Biden files, all the Epstein files, all of the Hunter Biden files from we the people. I don't care about the Congress and their circuses one after another hearings. I believe that we the people paid for those investigations, and we the people are entitled to the results. And reasons of national security is the biggest fraud that the government's played on us. That is a government that is afraid of its people and the truth, not a government that is giving the people what they deserve, which is transparency. And we the people need to know right now that center left, center right, we actually are on the same page. The divide and conquer is totally manufactured to keep us not looking at them, to keep us fighting amongst each other, to keep throwing grenades at us that we can't handle. They have gotten us addicted to chaos and conflict and toxic information. They yell and scream and abuse people. We are in some kind of abusive relationship with the media and with Washington, D.C. and Wall Street. And most people don't understand it. When we say that they want global governance, it's a new name. What they do when they put something out is they repackage it. It used to be called, as George Bush stated, he was ready for the one world order. Then the new world order. Then the liberal-based world order. Well, now it's called global governance, and for all the media that's going to try to debunk that, I ask you to go to the UN, the World Health Organization, The World Economic Forum, the IMF, the World Bank, the Bank of International Settlements, and the Council of Foreign Relations and their friends at Chatham House, and put in global governance. It is exactly what Agenda 2030 aims to do, and it is why we must stop it now. If you could bring up my slide, please. I want everyone to understand, most importantly, please, please understand that you can go into this, what I'm about to say, and you can learn every single part of this. So that when you go out, because I'm going to give you things to do later, you're going to start groups in your community, and you're going to break down, not left or right, not Republican or Democrat groups. We the People groups, Americans Anonymous. Leave your team spirit outside. Right now, the only team is Team America, or you are not on the right team. So what I have above me is by a brilliant man named Ian Davis. I highly suggest his Substack to everyone in here and to start from the beginning. But what we have here is what we are dealing with in America when I say we have a captured nation. See at the bottom here, the public. Let's be honest, the public is black, white, gay, straight, Jewish, Christian, Muslim. They come from all places. They are American citizens who love their country, who believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is ours. They are people all over the world that strive for freedom. They want to raise their children how they see fit. They want to live their lives how they want, and they want the government to do their job, which is protect their borders and their nation and stay out of their lives. But we're at the bottom right now. Next are the propagandists and the fact checkers. The fact checkers are a totally fraudulent thing created by the billionaire class. As I say often, our country right now is captured. Who by? Who's this captured by? It's captured by a billionaire oligarchy that is aligned with the Global Economic World Forum, and that they are all in an agreement with something called the G3P, Global Public-Private Partnership. Look it up at any of the websites of any of these people at the top on the screen. You will see exactly what they're doing because they do not hide it. And what they have done in our nation is they have put in billions and billions of dollars to buy all of our politicians and all of our media. Okay, there was a time when media was something to respect. Journalism, I went to journalism school. At a time when, you know, they still actually told you you had to have real sources and be unbiased and be skeptical of the government, but that's not what we have now. So that next group, they're very important, but I want also people to know something about military-grade propaganda. A man, a very evil man, named Colonel Michael Aquino, wrote something for the Army intelligence. He actually was also an avowed Satanist, but worked for our military, creating MKUltra and other mind control things in his documents called Mind Wars. In those documents, he talked about taking down a nation without firing a shot, and that a partner there would be the media. Now we have big tech and the media. But a lot of those mind wars and the psychological operations ended up in a document by David Brock right after Donald Trump won called Democracy Matters. And all of the media that is here is working off of the Democracy Matters, Media Matters document to destroy Donald Trump and everyone that voted for him in every way possible. Lawfare, economic warfare, information warfare, smear merchants, destroying people's families, lives, careers, and reputations. For sport, just because, you know, they don't like Donald Trump. Doesn't anyone ever think, why do they hate him that much? What did Donald Trump do that the whole power of the entire world elitists, and class would come after him? Well, this is what happened to him. Next is our government. What you have to understand is that our government, again, has no power right now. Billionaire and trillionaires all over the world, and yes, there are trillionaires if you start looking at the shell companies. We just saw the tip of the iceberg with Biden, but go up to the rest of them, and you're gonna find a lot worse. But our government right now basically are enforcers and handlers for the people above them. I do not believe that either side is working for We the People. I believe that they are either compromised, blackmailed, bought off, or in on it. But of course, that's never how tyranny and totalitarianism works, and they will be of a rude awakening when they realize that not in Mao's or Hitler's or Stalin's takeovers did the people that facilitated the takeover on the government level survive. They never do. The next level is the selected scientific authorities. Their job, fear, panic, frustration, hopelessness, demoralization, dehumanization. Does that speak of the plandemic? Yes, it does, and they did it very well. But I'll tell you when else they did it. When they murdered JFK in front of the whole country for a trauma exercise to make everyone susceptible, and the next 2 days later sent our children to Vietnam in a war we should never have been in. So, you know, that's where we are there. Then the next level, these are the people that are running our country and basically every free nation on the planet. Do not listen to anyone that says that this is not true. You go look it up yourself on their own websites. This is on my website under resources, The Mel Kay Show. Print it out and go research this yourself so you understand that America right now is a captured entity by a group of oligarchy billionaires that would like to see nation states worldwide end, and the nation state that they are most obsessed with ending is the United States. Because our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence is the one thing standing between the Great Reset and the Great Awakening, and they know that we're winning, and I am not worried about them anymore, but you need to know who they are, so you hear their names and you say, oh no, and then you connect them. So we got the United Nations. The United Nations is, since Kofi Annan announced it in 1998, exactly the exact same people basically running the United Nations are in cahoots with the World Economic Forum. A lot of people, I saw somebody on Twitter that has a big following said, oh, these people are so upset by an international networking group. For everyone out there that doesn't know, the World Economic Forum was created by Henry Kissinger at Harvard with money from the CIA, and Klaus Schwab was recruited by him to have undue influence over the European Union for the creation of the European Union after. So it's not some innocuous group of people meeting together, and they've had many declarations that the United Nations and the World Economic Forum are essentially partners. Next to that, you got the IPCC. They are behind the climate change agenda, the climate emergency, the climate hoax, and all of the rest. Our climate needs a lot of help. Our populations need clean water, clean air, good agriculture, all of this stuff. We have the money, guys. Let me tell you something. The United Nations has had countries developing for 70 years that haven't developed at all. That's because their partners at the IMF make it that way. They pretend to go into these nations, and what they do essentially is give them loans they can never pay back. And when those loans are not paid back, either through the devastation of unjust wars or because they're not helped with infrastructure, they seize their natural resources. They seize their banks. And if you want to know why Africa and South America and places in the Middle East haven't developed at all, it's because they're not allowing them to. Okay? And that's in our name, we the people. Next to that, you got the World Bank, IMF, two in the same. You got the World Health Organization, who is just another spoke. I call it the Charlie Robinson titled it, the octopus of global control. So the World Health Organization, they're actually the ones that are supposed to make you fear, panic, and give over your personal autonomy, personal sovereignty to their authority that they do not have. Next to them are the philanthropists, of course. Everyone knows about the Open Society and all of the NGOs and all of the think tanks and all of the lobbyists and everyone out there that's doing good. You go track their money. There's a great website, Influence Watch. Anytime that you see something happening out there that seems bizarre, like the UN, the Catholic Charities, and the Open Society facilitating trafficking across our border illegally, and you say, well, how can they be doing that? You go look up who's there. I'm telling you, there are 10 billionaires that run this country right now, and they are running the country into a ground and a controlled demolition because their job is to end the nation state known as the United States of America, and they're doing a pretty good job. Next to that, we got the global corporations, and then above them, the World Economic Forum, Council of Foreign Relations, Club of Rome, Chatham House, and Rockefellers. And guess what? David Rockefeller created four or five of them. So, and above that are the central banks, private Western central banks, that are leading us to a digital currency, global digital currency, folks. It's not money. It's not money. It's a cover-up. And this is what I keep saying about that. And Bank of International Settlements, bet you most of you people never even heard of them. Well, they control the monetary system all over the world. They are opaque. You cannot look into them. And all the money of all the billionaires and trillionaires, our money, is transferred basically to them and then redistributed to the private Western central banks. So for where we are, I think that we have to really demand transparency more than anything else for we the people of the United States, first and foremost because reasons of national security should not be to cover up crimes by our own government. And right now, there's a saying, I feel like we're at rock bottom for our country, and I think of people that I know that got well during a 12-step recovery program, and they have a saying, you're only as sick as your secrets. Well, I feel right now America is as sick as its secrets. And its secrets, the day of the murder of JFK, have continued to be buried under one cover-up and another cover-up and another cover-up all the way to this day. And I think it's time for we the people to really say enough's enough. And, you know, we have been deceived into endless wars. I want to make it clear because, you know, they think that this is a right-wing or whatever convention. I got to tell you, I think one of the most disturbing documents everyone in this room should probably go back and take a look at. It was from a group called the Project for a New American Century, written by Dick Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, and Kagan, the guy at NATO. And this document in 2000, before 9/11 and before the most egregious unconstitutional thing to happen to this country, the Patriot Act, but how would we know then? We were in trauma. But I'll tell you right now, that document is a proposal for the United States to militarily dominate the planet. It sounds like it's out of like Darth Vader's head, and you're reading it, and you go back and read this, and then you look at the last 23 years, and you think, oh my God, we have been deceived to support wars and regime change and color revolutions all over the world to benefit the public-private partnership of the globalist elite. Our children have died in wars that we were lied to about, and they are right now, and they're going to continue to until we the people say enough's enough. We're not doing this anymore. There's a better way, and the way is to stop allowing our money to be used to kill people all over the world that we don't want to kill. It is time to say, not in our name. We do not want these endless wars. They do not. The only people that win these wars, and I'm sorry to say it, but it is the truth, are the people that rebuild the wreckage after, and that is a small group of people that are right here. The people above me are the people that are behind every war, both sides. They have gone into nations everywhere and taken them over, and right now we are at the precipice of them having the Great Reset, which is really a transfer of power, wealth, freedom, and autonomy to this group of people. And you know why? Because they're losing power, because their financial model is broken, because they can no longer deceive the people on a mass scale. They are behind. They've hired 100,000 people to be fact checkers. Also, if you're on Facebook or Twitter or any of these sites, they have people there that are paid shills, and you can put in a comment that is well thought out and good, and you're going to get attacked, and you're going to think, why is this person attacking me? 9 times out of 10, they're paid by the World Economic Forum's 100,000 online shills, okay? So don't even play into it. The bottom line is it's time for the American people to find what we have in common, okay? I think that there's three issues that should be states' issues that divide us. But there are thousands of issues that unite us. Diversity, equity, inclusion is a lie, and it's a road to socialism. What makes America great, what unites us, is our common values and our love of our children and our love of this country. And I want to also say before I close out is I want to address what's happening to our children in my mind. It's funny, I heard this morning some talk about, it's ironic since I've had it, a whole life of this and many family members, ancestors, people that died in the Holocaust in concentration camps, and I've met people all my life that are survivors here and in Israel, but also I know people who survived Mao's China, and I know people who survived and got out of the USSR and out of Cuba and out of other places. And I think we have to also look at what's happening to our children, because I think there's a bigger picture here. If you study history, people talk a lot about how many people died in the camps in Nazi Germany. Very few people talk about how many people worked there, okay? About 1 million people worked in those camps. They went there every day and they raped and tortured and murdered and experimented and drove people to gas chambers and did horrible, evil things. They watched people wither away to nothing, starving, working them to death. And then they went home and had dinner with their families and watched movies and played with their children and went back the next day and did the same thing. and what we are creating by making children feel like God betrayed them and put them in the wrong bodies, and their parents joined God in betraying them and putting them in the wrong bodies, or in the wrong color, or in the wrong gender. And then what's the answer? Well, the government loves you, will take care of you. We're your savior. Your parents and God betrayed you, but government, the man, the one-party system that they want, if we don't fight and win back this country in 24, will be your parent, because that's what Mao did, that's what Hitler did, that's what Stalin and Lenin and all of them did. They got the kids young, and by the time the kids were of age, they were the ones that were soulless and heartless and had no conscience because they had forsaken God a long time ago and the government became God. So you have to really wonder, what are they really doing to our children? Because I deal with a lot of SRA survivors. One of my best friends has testified to MK Ultra mind control. And I'm telling you that there's a bigger picture to what they're doing to our children. They need enforcers to enforce the totalitarian regime. And what kind of people do that? Broken children become soulless, consciousless adults. And we need to realize this is a bigger picture. We can fight tit for tat, but you better watch out, because what is going to happen to those children when they are adults? They will be soldiers that will say, like Adolf Eichmann, I was following orders. And that was that. So we really have to keep in mind the mind control to our kids. And I want to end it. Do I have time to play that clip? Or no? Okay. Can you play that clip? So I want to end this. I'll say one more thing after the clip, but I believe that this man, Jim Garrison, Oliver Stone's tried to warn us many times of what happened to this nation, but Jim Garrison was the only person who had the guts and the balls to file a lawsuit against the government in the murder of JFK. It didn't work out until years later they had to admit that the guy that he had on trial was in fact CIA. But I'll let Jim Garrison's closing argument speak to you directly, and then I want to know if we are going to end the job. Go ahead.
Someday, somewhere, someone may find out the damn truth. We better, or we might just as well build ourselves another government, like the Declaration of Independence says to, when the old one ain't working, just a little farther out west. An American naturalist wrote, "Patriot must always be ready to defend his country against its government." I'd hate to be in your shoes today. You have a lot to think about. You've seen much hidden evidence the American public has never seen. You know, going back to when we were children, I think that most of us in this courtroom thought that justice came into being automatically, that virtue was its own reward, that good would triumph over evil. But as we get older, we know this just isn't true. Individual human beings have to create justice, and this is not easy, because the truth often poses a threat to power, and one often has to fight power at great risk to themselves. People like S.M. Holland, Lee Bowers, Gene Hill, Willie O'Keefe have all taken that risk. They've all come forward. I have here some $8,000 in these letters sent to my office from all over the country. Quarters, dimes, dollar bills from housewives, plumbers, car salesmen, teachers, invalids. These are people who cannot afford to send money, but do. These are the ones who drive the cabs, who nurse in the hospitals, who see their kids go to Vietnam. Why? Because they care. Because they want to know the truth. Because they want the country back. Because it still belongs to us. As long as the people have the guts to fight for what they believe in. The truth is the most important value we have. Because if the truth does not endure, if the government murders truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in. Tennyson wrote, "Authority forgets a dying king." This was never more true than for John F. Kennedy, whose murder was probably one of the most terrible moments in the history of our country. You, the people, the jury system sitting in judgment on Clay Shaw, represent the hope of humanity against government power. In discharging your duty and bringing the first conviction in this house of cards against Clay Shaw, that's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Do not forget your dying king. Show this world that this is still a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. Nothing as long as you live will ever be more important. It's up to you.
So, let future generations and our children and our grandchildren look at the people in this room, the men and women behind me, the men and women out here, the ones watching, cheering us on the live stream, and know that at a time of great crisis when we are on the precipice of tyranny and evil is striking, that we stood up in the faces of the establishment, we stood up to the politicians, we stood up to the fake news media, and we saved this nation. Thank you so much. God bless all of you, and God bless the United States of America.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, that's Mel Kay.
Hey, Patriot pals. So happy that you're looking into gold and silver and protecting your savings for whatever comes ahead. Beverly Hills Precious Metals is our good friend, and we've been working with them for a long time. So you'll be getting a call from them. We'll also follow up here at the Mel Kay Show because we want to make sure that you're taken care of and you're protected. If you have any questions, please let us know. Right now is the time. There's so much information coming. There's so much chaos. We just want all the patriots out there to be sure that they are protected, they are moving forward, and that we get through the storm together and safe. Whatever may come, just know we, the people of the United States, will prevail. God wins, and protect yourself, and please get in touch with us if you have any questions. So Beverly Hills Precious Metals, they're the best. They'll be in touch. We'll be in touch. You be in touch with us. Let's do this together.